And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. As we think about the birth of Christ, it's important we understand that God does not make any mistakes. Everything He does is perfect, and every movement and plan has purpose and meaning. God's Son was born in a humble place, out in the elements, so that Jesus might be accessible to everyone, not just the rich and noble, but to simple, ordinary people, to all of us, no matter our background, education, or the color of our skin. God's love reaches out to every one of us, and He loves us all the same. He proved His never-ending love when His Son was born in that manger and went to a cross to die in our place. From God's first words at creation to Jesus' last words on the cross, His heart's cry has always been, I love you. At the center of heaven, you'll find God's love. It is the core and the essence of Almighty God. It is His heart, and the heart of heaven left His throne and came into this world to rescue, redeem, and restore our broken lives.
Come and see the heart of heaven. Come behold the Father's love. What a precious gift He's given.
Once we open our heart to God's love and forgiveness, we are never the same. Our lives are forever changed. He's promised to be with us through all of life. And best of all, one day He will take us home to live with Him for all eternity. How could we ever keep from showing our love and gratitude and thanking Him for what He's done? We need to sing this.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love.